Excerpt 3. Then creation, reborn and liberated, will yield an abundance of food of all kinds from the dew of heaven and the fertility of the earth. Exactly as the elders, who saw Yohanan, the disciple of the Lord, remembered that they had heard from him how the Lord taught and spoke about these times.
Days will come when vines will grow, each with 10,000 shoots, and on each shoot 10,000 branches, and on each branch 10,000 twigs, and on each twig 10,000 clusters, and on each cluster 10,000 grapes. Each grape, when pressed, will yield 25 measures of wine. And when any one of these holy ones will take hold of a cluster, another cluster will cry out, "I am a better cluster. Take me and give thanks to the Lord through me." Also, in the same way, the grain of wheat will produce 10,000 grains, and every single grain will produce 10 pounds of flour, fine and clean. And other fruits, seeds and grass will also produce in similar proportions. And all the animals that use the products of the soil will be at peace and harmony with one another, completely at the summoning and call of man.
Papias, a disciple of Yohanan and companion of Polycarp, a man of the first ages, also bears written testimony to this, in the fourth of his books, for he is the author of five books. For believers, this is credible. For according to Papias, when Judah the traitor refused to believe and asked how such crops would be produced by the Lord, Jesus answered,
"Those who reach these times will see."
A possible excerpt, which may be the same as above. Therefore, when the Lord narrated to the disciples that the future kingdom of the Holy Ones would be glorious and marvelous, Judah, bewildered by these words, said,
"And who will see these things?"
But the Lord said,
"Those who are worthy will see these things.